Bible is Galatians, the third chapter is where we're going to be at today. We're also going to jump over to John for a moment. So we've been looking at Galatians 1 and then Galatians 2. Now we're in chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 19. So Galatians 3, 19, it says, "Why then was the law given at all? It was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. The law was given through angels and entrusted to a mediator. A mediator, however, implies more than one party, but God is one. Is the law therefore opposed to the promises of God? Absolutely not. For if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have come by the law. But the scripture has locked up everything under control of sin, so that what was promised being given through faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. 23. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until God, or until Christ, came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Now, there's a couple of verses that I want us to look at here in this passage of Scripture, as it gives us kind of an idea of what's taking place. So in verse 19, we see that the law was revealed because of the disobedience that man was already engaged in. We see that transgressions were taking place. And in fact, if you go back and you read through Genesis, before the law was given at Moses on Mount Sinai, we see that there were many transgressions that had been taking place. But the law was not given to entice man into more disobedience, but on the contrary, it was to show man the need for something better. In fact, the law, as we saw, as stated in this passage of Scripture, was a guardian. A guardian until what? Until that something better came. That better being the seed that was promised in Genesis, the third chapter, the Son of God. But as we continue on, we see, it's mentioned in verse 24, that the law could not give us the righteousness necessary for salvation. In fact, we see throughout the Gospels a couple of times recorded where Jesus is talking about how a rich man cannot make it into the kingdom of heaven, or at least it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go into the kingdom of heaven. And so people ask, well, then how can we do that? And Jesus says, well, with man, it's impossible, but for God, it's possible. And so we see that righteousness that was necessary for that salvation would not come through the law, but the law was that placeholder until a true mediator came, the mediator for a new covenant, as revealed in Hebrews, the ninth chapter. But this was a covenant that wouldn't just be for Jews, but would be for all mankind. And then finally, it culminates here in verse 29. So what has the new covenant given us? Well, in verse 29, it says, if you belong to Christ, you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. It's given us adoption to partake of the promise that Abraham's seed had. And that promise was to be an heir to the kingdom, an heir with Christ, to be children of God, to be able to share in the glory of God. Now consider this as we think about John chapter 17. See, one of the things that's interesting when we consider our adoption and to be heirs with Christ, that we sometimes maybe neglect or not consider the fact that we get to share in the glory of Christ and the glory of God. See, we see here in John chapter 17 in the first five verses that Jesus here is talking about glory. And he says, after Jesus said this, he looked to heaven and prayed. Notice his prayer. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you have granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. And that's why we're here in celebration every Sunday, not just this, but every Sunday as we partake bread and of the cup, a reminder of the righteousness that we can have through Christ, a better mediator, a reminder that through our faith we are children of God, that if we belong to Christ, we are a part of the seed of Abraham, but even more so that we share in the glory that Christ was given. The glory that through that his glory, eternal life came, that we can partake of that eternal life. We can have that eternal life because we serve the one true God and we acknowledge Jesus Christ who was sent by God. So as we partake, we remember the sacrifice of Christ, but we remember also that we get to share as heirs in the glory of Jesus Christ. That we get to be a part of the glory of God. And that by partaking, we're in that presence. So let us never forget that as children, we share in the glory. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessings. We, Father God, thank you that a better mediator came, Lord, a mediator that could give us righteousness. And that mediator being Jesus Christ has given us the opportunity heir promise of Abraham and has given us the privilege to be able to be in the glory that he shared, that you gave him, to join in that, to be heirs of that, because we're a part of your family. And so we're so grateful and thankful for that and for the eternal life you've given us. Father God, may we never neglect it, but as we partake of this bread and this cup, remember the sacrifice, the new covenant, the righteousness and the glory that we have through Jesus Christ. We praise you and thank you through Christ's name. Amen.